Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey there. Good afternoon, good morning, and also good evening. You are tuned to WMCL BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for joining me on the PQW side. I think we're going to have it where things are going to flow a little more smoothly. Shout out to my partner in crime, Platinum Queens West. Thank you, Diva. Love you, love you, love you so much for letting me borrow your space again for day two of the ending of season four and the beginning of season five for Mr. Pure Lady Show, WMCL. Usually, you know, I have this on www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Cuter Lady. But it hasn't quite worked out yet where I have the 2 hours. Hopefully, when it comes to season five, I will have the 2 hours back. I have not given up, still working on it. But for those of you who have supported me through all the transitions, I thank you. I thank you so much. Now, I have a special treat for you. What was it like for Miss Computer back in 2009, July 18th to be exact? We make this a quick short story and then we're going to listen to it in its entirety. I didn't even edit or anything, so it's going to be a go as it is. I was listening to former fellow BTR host Coach K. He was talking about the takeover. Very inspirational message. And I had my doubts on starting the show at the time. But after listening to that show, thinking about and praying about it, because BTR had a lot of problems at that time. BlogTalkRadio.com for those who don't know. So I, after that show, said, you know what? Let me go ahead and go forward with it. So it was a Saturday, July 18, 2009, where the Miss Computer Lady Show began. You are now going to hear that first show in its entirety right now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. For those of you listening, good morning to you, depending on your time zone. For those of you in the same time zone as I am, good afternoon to you. For a good number of you, this is probably your last show before you go to bed. I wish you the best as far as a wonderful and peaceful sleep. You are tuned in now to the Miss Computer Lady Show. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady, stationed on blogtalkradio.com, WMCL. Again, thank you for coming. Welcome. And according to many people, finally, that I have my own show. I am excited and I am thankful for the opportunity for you all to join in. I do see a couple of people in the chat room and they say they can't hear me. Let me check something right here. And this is the first show and we're going to be getting through this one way or another. I hope people can hear me now. And for those of you who are listening, let me start off by saying what this show will be about. First, let me tell you about the company I represent. I am president and CEO of Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC in Toledo, Ohio. And the focus of the business is to provide computer training and consulting for those in need as far as computer training in such programs as Word, PowerPoint, Excel, Access,
publisher and the like. In addition to that, consulting with businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations. Services are available virtually, and I will have a show about that forthcoming. Products that are available include business cards, promotional postcards, and internet research reports. If you would like more information, you can go to www.yourcomputerneeds.net, click on any of the links, and you will find the information there. Speaking of specials, I do have one for the month of July. For those of you who would like to be first-time customers, you can receive $10 off services and products, including a free internet research report. If you would like more information, you can go again to www.yourcomputerneeds.net and then click on the July 09 special link, and you will find your information there. In the chat room, I need to acknowledge Oscara, and I hope I pronounced the name correctly, and if I didn't, please forgive me, stopped by, and I thank you very much, Oscara, for stopping by. Delicious 59, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it. For those of you who join me in the chat room, don't forget to put your websites and your links, and I'll be able to pass that information on. I would also like to say that for those of you who would like to call in, let me give you the call-in number, which is area code 646-727-1542. Again, that is area code 646-727-1542. Overall, the format of this show will be about computer tips and tricks for anyone from any level, from beginners to advanced. You will have it at times where there will be variety of different shows as far as the format is concerned. For instance, there will probably be some shows where I'll be exposing more so of business professionals and different entities of people from the Toledo, Ohio area. That's where I'm based from. And you'll be through this show learning more about Toledo, Ohio. Not only that, some of the many people I have met through blogtalkradio.com, which I thank very much, I will be having them as guests as well. And you'll be finding out not only more about them, but you'll be finding out more so about what they're involved in and their businesses as well. You will also have a chance as you listen to this show from time to time, different personalities internationally as well. Let me give you some clues. And one of the personalities I will be interviewing in the future is a former NBA basketball player from here in the Toledo, Ohio area. I'm not going to give the name of who that will be yet. From me, what I just said, some of you probably know who it is. So keep your hats on. You will be able to have a chance to listen to that interview in the near future. Not only that, there is a personality here from the Toledo, Ohio area who currently is a professional NFL player. Now, who that will be, you'll have to tune in to find out. One of the shows I will be doing, and I'm going to bring some information about that now. When it comes to computers, I will say this. If you have a computer 5 years or older, I would say that actually it would be time to purchase a new computer. The reason being, mainly, is because many new computers these days cannot handle a good portion of the technologies that are out today. Let me give you an example. Some older computers cannot handle possibly the speed of downloading, let's say, an update on your Adobe file. One of the reasons is because your hard drive, which is located inside of your computer, might be too small. Secondly, for some of those, and believe it or not, still might have dial-ups, the speed required to download that particular update might not be fast enough. Let me go on to also mention that another reason for purchasing, not to say purchasing a new computer, the prices these days for new computers are pretty cheap. However, take some time to do some research because you will need to purchase the computer that is right for you. There are times when you are purchasing computers because they have all the gadgets, all the newest in technologies, does not mean that that's the computer for you. You probably will need a computer just for, I'm only doing emails every now and then. I'm only doing maybe a basic sending of emails of anything I type or the like, and that's basically it. That's the type of computer you purchase. Now, let me expand further with that. Are you going to purchase a laptop or are you going to purchase a desktop? If you purchase a desktop, know that you are getting a computer that has what's called a tower, something usually the height, I would say, close up from the bottom of your foot to your kneecap. Usually that is about as tall as towers are, or the average height of towers, I should say. They are making them smaller these days, so be aware of that. And a lot of them are thinner. Be aware of that as well, because due to many requests, more than time with customers, sent during any surveys that were asked for. A lot of them ask for towers these days that aren't so bulky and aren't so hard to carry around. So be aware of that. Along with the tower, you're going to be getting a keyboard. A keyboard used to type whatever you need to type, your mouse attached. A lot of times these days, you do have the ability to purchase a wireless mouse, but a lot of times the mouse is going to come attached with it. And then your monitor or your screen. So you have a taste, an overview of what will be involved in these shows. And I will need to mention right now, some more people came in through the chat room, and I would like to acknowledge them at this time. Good number of you listening are probably saying, who are these people that she is mentioning at this time? These are people I have met through blogtalkradio.com that I appreciate and thank you so much for coming. For those of you who don't know, let me introduce and let me go down the line. CD, hello, brother. How you doing? Thank you for coming. Again, Delicious 59, thank you for coming. And I need to acknowledge these two young ladies when they had last year their holiday business shout out. That was actually my real exposure to Blog Talk Radio at that time. And they are the Shima Girls, one out of the state of Michigan, my next door neighbor. Hey, how you doing? And also the other co-host of the Shima Girls out of, I believe it's California, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you all for coming. Let me mention the call-in number again in case anyone wants to call. The call-in number, area code 646-727-1542. Again, the number, 646-727-1542. And if you would like to, feel free to call in at any time. I have about 32 minutes remaining during this broadcast. I know another question many people are probably thinking is when the next show will be scheduled. Sometime next week, true. As far as the day, I don't know yet. But when I have that scheduled, everyone will be getting an email blast regarding that, or in the other form, depending on where you live in the area. There are those in the Toledo area, they'll probably get notices via press releases or the like. And again, let me go through the chat room again. Let's see, CD. And for those of you in the chat room, put in your blogtalkradio.com links and also your various websites so I can announce them over the air. And also the times when your shows come on. As Delicious 59 said, it's all about the love. We have a lot of love around here, the blogtalkradio.com family, and we do support each other. What is probably unusual but unique things that will be part of this radio show will be this. I am one host that does believe in prayer. So anytime there is the point where, hey, Miss Computer Lady, I just called in because I need prayer, hey, we will, hey, I'll go into prayer. That will not be a problem. This format is open to those who need help as far as with their computers, because I know there is still that gap between those who do know and those who don't know about computers. And through the help of the Lord, I am on a mission to do all I can to close that gap, because it is about survival. As you all know, the world is becoming more computerized in every aspect of life, be it at work, be it at home, be it at wherever you go, while you're traveling, making hotel reservations, making airline reservations, and the like. It's more computerized, and yes, in order to survive in this world, you will need to know more about computers. Some more people came through. Let me introduce them to the world. Uncle S, hey, how are you? Good to see you in the chat room. Thank you for coming. I was interviewed on his show, I think it was about a month and a half ago, something like that, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. And also Ms. Optimism, thank you very much for coming. I don't see any links yet. Make sure you all put on your link so I can mention them for the world to hear. Because many of my Blog Talk family in the chat room have their own shows, and I want to make sure I mention them to you at this time. Let me go on by mentioning the call-in number again for those of you who would like to call in. It is area code 646-727-1542. Again, that is 646-727-1542. And when you call, let me mention this. I will be mentioning your area code and the last four digits of your call-in number. That way it will be up to you to announce the whole number. And history being made, I have a call And let me make sure I do this right. So here we go. Caller from area code 501. I think I know who this is, maybe not. And the last four digits are 8813. This is Ms. Computer Lady. May I help you?
Hey, CL.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
My first caller, yay.
Huh?
I said my first caller, yay.
Silly.
Let's see now, who is this so I can introduce you?
This is CD.
Hey, CD, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I am going to miss you. My last day is today.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you look at the archives and hit Gone a While, I left a very emotional farewell for a while. I'm not leaving for good. It's just for a time being. God has on me on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm believing he's going to put me back on the air as far as late November, early December. But I have to
Okay.
do something else. And,
okay.
Yeah,
so. I take it this is more than likely a new season for you.
Yeah, I'm still turning my life with some people away on BTR and in my personal life here in my own city. And I just lost a good friend yesterday. Not in death, I don't want to say, but we fell out. And this woman, I met her on BTR, and I thought we were getting close. But
you know how you
feel when people don't want to, they claim to accept you for who you are, but their attitude tells you differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for a while, and I just got fed up with it. I said, look, if you're going to act this way towards me, maybe, because she had, we had made plans to meet. She was going to come down to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just show around town. But I said, you know, but just save your money, because your attitude is real stinking. I ain't got time to deal with you. You're a grown woman. You're almost 40 years old.
Oh, okay.
I just don't have time to deal with this kind of mess. So we fell out.
Right. Well, you know what? Let me mention this, and I see another caller. I'm going to have to go on to that caller. But I just want to mention that my prayers are with you and that everything will work out one way or another, first of all. And second of all, you're going to be greatly missed, but don't be, you know, too far away, because I would like to have you as one of my guests on a future show.
Okay. Well, I tell you, well, how soon are we talking about? Because I had promised God that I won't be on any more shows, let alone have my own.
Okay.
I mean, it's gotten deep. But I will be coming in and checking my messages, so you can either write me, and I'll just, no, we can still keep in contact. I ain't going to lose touch for everybody for all seasons, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put it this way. I don't exactly know yet, but I will say this. Don't be too far away. And don't be that much unreachable. Here, let me do this, and I'll have to get to the next call. I'm not trying to cut you off, but I want to try to fit in as many people as possible. I will say, you know, I will have it where you have your time to pray so you can get that out. But, again, don't be too far away, because you have a lot to offer and it should be known. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay. I love you. Be blessed. And is this the number where I can contact you?
Yeah, and I just put it in the chat room, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, my number's on there for prayer, for, you know, just, hey, call me. Friends, y'all call me.
Okay. I will call you. Thank you, CD. You take
welcome.
Care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Got another caller. Caller from the 347 area code with the last digits 5389. This is Ms. Computer Lady. May I help you?
Hi, Ms. Computer Lady. How are you? This is Ms. Optimism.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I can't complain. I like the show so far. This is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
And you put your link in the chat room, right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I did.
Very good. Very
yeah.
good.
I didn't really want to. I didn't want to give a shameless plug because it's about you and your show. And I totally embrace anybody that supports entrepreneurs, upcoming businesses, and you know, especially with the computer area, because I think all of us, unless we're trained in it, we have no idea what the heck we're doing on those broken computers. I know.
Okay. Well, one of the goals, you know, hopefully, as I mentioned before, to give tips and tricks as far as your computers, offer promotions, customers and the like, and also referrals and bartering and shadows, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Right. We are here to love each other, to support each other, and I got to manage this phone chat situation. Because whenever you're doing something for the first time and you're not familiar with it, that's another thing about computers, too. It takes you a little time to manage it. But once you get to practicing and everything, it's along fine.
Yeah.
So as the show goes on, keep tuning in. And if you're not able to tune in, just listen to the archives, you know, for tips and tricks and all of that. And let me put in my call-in number.
Okay, yeah.
For anyone, because I didn't put that in the chat room yet, and but I'll still announce it over the air. The business phone, one of them, area code 419-729-2056. Again, that's 419-729-2056. The other one is 419-304-4564. For those of you who would like to email me, I'll put that in the chat room as well. The email address is spelled mvpresceo@yourcomputerneeds.net. And Ms. Optimism, again, thank you for coming.
You're so welcome. You're welcome. Have a good show.
All right. Thank you, and be blessed. And let's see, Connie just came in. Connie, thank you for coming, and thank you for your support and the blast and everything. Love, love, love you. Thank you, thank you. Let me get to the next caller, which is in the 301 area code with the last digits 0686. With 19 minutes left, this is Miss Computer Lady. May I help you?
Hi, Miss Computer Lady. This is Delicious.
Hi, Delicious. How are you, lady?
I'm fine. Thank you. Just calling to congratulate you and welcome you to the family. You know I have a Blog Talk show that I'm the co-host on every Saturday. So I'm just calling to welcome you and, you know, wish you the best in all your endeavors and your business. And, you know, just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. And how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm just fantastic. The weather here is beautiful, and I just remembered when I kept looking at the clock, I said, something I'm supposed to do today at 1:30, and it came to me that I'm supposed to listen to Miss Computer Lady. So, you know, it was on my heart, so, you know, I'm giving you support, and, you know, anytime that I can come in, I will, you know, not to say that, you know, I can make it every Saturday, but anytime that I can, I definitely will, you know, come in.
Right, and that's fine. And as I'll tell anybody, and as I'll tell those who are listening, if you're not able to come, the archives are always available. You can go on blogtalkradio.com/MissComputerLady, and the archives are available. You can click on play, listen to them. You can download them and the like. And that's not only my show. That's for CD show as well. Get all CDs archived. You won't get all CDs archived. That's for Connie Colbert's show. Download the archives. Delicious 59, your show. Download those archives. Miss Optimism and also the Shima Girls. I need to mention Shima Girls had a wonderful show last night. which comes on 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the corresponding corresponding time zones, rather, for those of you that listen to the different time zones. Now, Delicious, your show comes on when?
It comes on every Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're also getting ready to launch another show that will come on Saturday as well. It'll be on, well, we haven't really picked a time, but it'll come on, you know, like in the evening before our 11 p.m. show. And this show is basically a show that's, you know, open forum for people to call in that, you know, want to talk about anything, you know, that's on their mind, so to speak. And our 11 p.m. show is basically for authors, artists, and, you know, people who want to launch their business and, you know, you know, just basically helping authors to promote their books and, you know, their businesses. And we, you know, speak with spoken word artists, poets, singers, you know, just people who are just up and coming. You know, even, you know, authors that, you know, have been out there as well. So that's
right.
What our show is at 11 p.m. Tonight we have a special guest, a young lady who wrote a book about eczema, and she's going to be on tonight. We're booked until August. So, you know, anybody who would like to, yeah, I would like to have you as a guest on my show one Saturday night. You know, I'm going to, you know, go through the scheduling and see if I can't get you on soon. But that's basically what our show is about, helping people to promote their books, their endeavors, and, you know, just getting people out there.
Okay.
You know, that's what the first show is about. And like I said, the second show will debut sometime next month, and I'll, you know, have more information on that, you know, a little later on as we come down to it.
Okay. That will be fine. That will be fine. And, you know, when you have the chance, I put the email address in the chat room. You know, I'll mention it during my shows, and you'll be surprised. And Delicious, agree, you know, let me know if I'm right. On each of our shows, well, with me just starting mine, we promote each other.
Right.
And because of the love and the family, because for those of us who are entrepreneurs who have been in it maybe for as long as maybe 10 or more years, to some of us just starting, some of us who haven't made the 5 years yet but getting close to it, it is not easy.
Right.
But when you are surrounded by a circle of wonderful people who are positive, who can feel you, who know what's going on with what, how to get through this obstacle, that obstacle, and the like, that's what it's all about.
Right. That's so true. And I also have a home-based business that I run, and I really haven't been promoting that too much, you know, because I'm basically busy. I'm writing another book and, you know, working with my other endeavors, but I do have a home-based business myself as well, and I will be, you know, promoting that, you know, with whatever, you know, personalities that will let me do that, because it's a business. I sell adult novelties, and I'm very careful about that when I put it out there, because some people don't really like to promote that, you know, on their site. So, you know, that's basically what I do, and I just put up my website, you know, as far as that's concerned, and they can go to my website or they could, you know, contact me personally. But that's basically my business, and I've been in that since 2006.
Okay. And I wish you the best on your endeavors. And let's see, 13 minutes left on the show. For those of you who still like to call in, the call-in number is 646-727-1542. And Delicious, before I let you go, let me ask you this. And in the future, I'll be asking this of my guests as well, because I feel this information is necessary for people to know how serious this is when it comes to computers. Now let me ask you this, if you don't mind. And you see,
sure.
we're doing impromptu interview already.
Go ahead.
but it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Let me ask it in two parts. Your embracing of the computer, has that helped or hurt you And secondly, are you seeing entrepreneurs who are coming up and they're not getting it as far as needing to know about computers?
Well, for me, I'm basically computer illiterate. I'm going to lay that on the line first and foremost. But mm-hmm. I do have, you know, my grandson, he's very good at it. You know, I've gotten so far since I really began, you know, on the computer, which maybe it's been about, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, something like that. And the reason mm-hmm. why I was computer illiterate is because I really wasn't that interested in being on the computers. You know, when they first came out, you know, everybody right. had a computer, everybody's rushing to get a computer. And I really wasn't, you know, that interested because I was writing a book, my very first book, which I never completed, but I was writing that and I was doing it longhand, you know. But once I said I had gotten a computer and I got on it and I didn't know what I was doing, the pages was freezing up, it was just crazy, so I just basically lost interest in it. You know, I would go on it ever so often. I learned how to do my emails, you know, just learning things on and on and on and on. And okay. I can say I've learned quite a bit, you know, but it's not to say that I know everything, because there's still some things that I don't know. But, you know, and then as far as people who, you said the people who are doing what with the computers, not?
Let's say they're just starting out with their business, whatever the business that they are starting off with. But as far as having to have that knowledge of how to operate their own computers, it's not clicking.
Oh, well, you know what?
You know, with them for some reason.
Right. Well, that's good to know, because with my business, I definitely have to have the computer because my website is up and, you know, working with that and, you know, different things I had to put up, you know, as far as my business is concerned, it was, you know, very helpful. So I think people who need to work with the computer, they need to, you know, maybe get a few quick lessons or, you know, get some type of information, because if they go on there, they can really, like, screw things up like I first did when I first got on the computer. I was, you know, so not knowledgeable of what I was doing. I was just going, you know, pulling up this, doing this, and I had pulled up a page, and somehow or another, I didn't know about viruses neither, and I pulled up a page, and all these porn sites started popping up, and I was like, what in the world? I don't know how it happened, but I tried to get out of it, just froze, so you have to be very careful in, you know, how you approach your computer and different sites you go on and things like that. I've learned that, you know.
Right.
So I think it should be a person who has to work with a computer, because that's modern technology. Typewriters are out. You know, definitely out. And this has been
another message I'm trying to get to people.
Right. This is really good for me, because using a typewriter, you know, using the computer during my book has been tremendous. You know, it takes less time. You know, like I said, I was writing my very first book longhand, and, you know, having to erase and the paper looking a mess. You get on a computer, backspace, and erase it out and go on about your business. That's what I really, you know, do love about the computer. And then there's just so much knowledge and different things that you can do on the computer. And you can get, you can pull up anything in the world that you want on the computer. You know, that's very good, too.
Okay. Well, everyone, Delicious 59, who will be one of my guests in the upcoming future.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Thank you so much. Let's see, with 8 minutes remaining, let me mention who's in the chat room right now besides Delicious. Again, thank you for coming. Miss Tiny, hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you. I see a guest that came through. Thank you so much for coming to the guest. Miss Optimism, thank you again for coming. Coach K, how you doing? Delicious, thank you again. How you doing, Coach K? Don't forget to put your link up. Let's see. Oh, got a message from Miss Connie. That's okay. Just you know how to do. Just do what you need to do. Shima Girls, again, thank you for coming. Thank you all so much, and I really appreciate it. Let's see, close to 7 minutes. Let's see. Again, if you'd like to call in, let's see, area code 646-727-1542. Delicious, I see another call, so I'm going to go ahead and take this. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Be blessed.
You too, hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I still see, I think it's the same caller. Let me see if it's who I think it is, unless it's a different person. Let's find out who this is. Caller from the 501 area code. This is Miss Computer Lady.
This is CD again.
Oh, CD again. Let's see, the first comment and the first CD. Or the last CD or something like that, maybe. Now, unless Coach K calls, that's going to be a different story. And unless the Shima Girl calls, that's another different story as well. But again, thank you for calling. What do you think of the show?
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Thank you. And you were mentioning your final show will be 4 p.m., let's see, Central Standard Time. So for those of us on the East Coast, would that be 5?
No, I'd be lying. What time is it now?
Let's see, East Coast time, it is about 8 minutes after 2.
Okay, well, you're an hour ahead of me.
Oh, I'm an hour ahead? Okay.
Yeah.
So your time would be 1:08.
Yep,
okay. All right. Let's see, I see another guest. Thank you for coming. So just trying to make sure we got the time right because, you know, that's what we're here for, to help out each other. Let's see. Ooh, and I only got 5 minutes remaining. So, again, the time of your show, your time zone is when?
4.
4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Central Standard Time.
Right.
Right. And we're an hour ahead of you, those of us in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. So that'll be 5 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. Very good. For those of you in the Pacific Standard Time Zone, see, they'll be an hour or 2 hours behind you.
Right. I think they're at 2 o'clock.
Okay, 2 o'clock. Let's see. Mountain Time will be 3 o'clock. Whatever is beyond Eastern Standard Time will be 6 o'clock. And I'm not even going to try to go further beyond Eastern Standard Time because I might lose you. And I don't want to do that. Well, actually, I can tell from your voice, I think you're sounding a little better.
Yeah. You just know when you're your real friends are, who got your back and who don't.
When it comes to new seasons, there needs to be a change of circle. Yeah, that does come into play.
Yep.
Let's see, 4 minutes remaining. But one thing I learned from you all, which I appreciate, stick with your time on blogtalkradio.com, because I find out blogtalkradio.com will cut you off and not say nothing about it. So I'm making sure I'm keeping up with the time. And I am going to say again to you, CD, you be blessed. I wish you the best on your show. I'm going to try to tune in with what I have to do today. I may or may not, but I'm definitely going to get the archive. So if you see me popping through,
all right,
you'll know. You'll know. And let me, with you, and I'm just going to go through the line again because we're getting close to time to end with 3 minutes left. And again, CD, thank you so much for coming. I wish you all the best. My prayers are with you. And again, don't be too hard to reach.
Oh, no. Like I said, my number is on my show page. So if y'all want to call me, feel free.
All right. All right. Again, CD, thank you for coming. Connie, thank you for the support. Thank you, thank you. Delicious, love you, love you, love all of you. Love all you, thank you so much. To the guests that came through, thank you so much for coming. Coach K, thank you so, so, so much for coming through. And I have to admit, and I pray he can hear me, it was because of your show from Monday that I was able to do this today. And I had to say, if I don't put my best foot forward, it will never happen. So I thank God for you, Coach K. Thank you so much. As you said, Monday is about to take over. The Shima girls, my ladies, thank you so much. And y'all don't be too far away either, because I need you all as my guests. So thank you again for coming. Again, I would like to thank everyone for coming. Now I'm going to have to try to make sure I get the information from the chat room. And I thank God I didn't have any issues. Thank you, Lord. I didn't have any issues. But if I do, I know I got prayer warriors that can help me deal with them. With 1 minute remaining, I would like to say thank you again, CD, for coming. And I would like, thank you. You take care. And I would like to thank everyone again for coming. For those of you, if this is close to being the afternoon for you, be blessed and have a wonderful day. For those of you, if this is the afternoon, take care, have a wonderful evening. For those of you, if you are about to end your day and go to bed, have a wonderful and peaceful night. Again, thank you for coming. This is the Miss Computer Lady Show on blogtalkradio.com. What did I call this number? First time show jitters, I'll tell you. WMCL. Got to remember my own caller, so I can't, I'll tell you. I'm going to end the show with one of the guests, just a taste of one of the guests that will be coming in the future. This is Q Harper from the album One, and Do What You Want to Do. Again, everybody, thank you for coming. Be blessed and take care. Bye-bye.
Take it easy, but don't let me go. Oh no.
Do what you wanna do. Gonna soothe me. What we're gonna do, baby? I'm just a tool, baby. I'm just an instrument to be used for you, for your pleasure.
Do whatever.
sounding kind of sexy tonight. Get down and dirty, no more flirting, babe. What you feeling like now? Do you feel like making love? Woo! Can I kiss your body, baby? Can I kiss you from head to toe, baby? Can I touch your body? Can I touch your body? Oh, baby. Can I do what I feel, baby? Hey,
your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net or call 419-304-4564.
Can you believe that was 4 years ago? On July 18th, 2009. Whew, I'm telling you. In the chat room, someone I haven't seen in a long time, Ronan. Hey, babe, good to see you. Been a minute, hour, week, or however you want to put it, but thank you for stopping by. Glad you can join me for the celebration. Let's see, John Slim was in the, was in the chat room earlier. Yeah, that was... Got caught up a little bit there. But continuing on with the celebration, for anybody who would like to call in, the special call-in number for tonight is 347-884-8239. I couldn't say that last night because last night was quite a technical situation. I'll keep it at that. So, again, the call-in number, 347-884-8239. When you call, make sure you press the number 1, and I will bring you in. We're about to get to the second hour of the Miss Computer Lady Show shortly, but before that, let me play you one of the songs that has become one of the favorites for the Miss Computer Lady Show. As you know, and for those of you who don't know, I had a chance to interview independent recording artists. One of them you heard just play Q Harper from the CD1 that was back at that time, 2009. I get from an independent artist's point of view about computer, not computer training, but computers and technology and how it affects the music industry. One is the son of a pioneer of the music industry, L. DeBarge. This is L. DeBarge Jr., and this is his single when I had a chance to interview him on one of my Divas Nights back in the day. And Divas Night is like Ladies Night. It's a night where the ladies get a chance to hear the gentlemen serenade them. Let's put it that way. This is L. DeBarge Jr., and my new groove at the time is still grooving to it. Your love is real.
Orphan.
I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Something about your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't wanna take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real.
So real.
And I can't help how I feel, love loving you. And you loving me,
oh, yeah.
So sweet, cause your love is real. The moment I met you, could not forget, you stayed on my mind. Simple little thing like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you. And you love it, so sweet, cause your love is real. She got me all wrapped up like a serpentine, breaking down to my knees like I'm at the shrine. If you need it, I'm gonna be the one to feed it. Love is way too reverse to be defeated. If love is life, and life is love, then she is I, and I am her. Together then we apply, and I deserve what is coming, cause I do try, giving my everything, all will come in due time. Day in, day out, all year round, your love is real, and I can't help how I feel, love, loving you.
As I was saying before, that's L. DeBars Jr. with Your Love Is Real. Oh, yes, it is a night, because I'm telling you, you are celebrating the ending of Season 4 and the beginning of Season 5 of the Miss Computer Lady Show. As I mentioned before, L. DeBars Jr. was one of the guests for Divas Night, and accompanying him during that night was Prophet the Heart of Toledo. I'd like to thank both gentlemen who were guests of mine at the time. Other Divas Night's guests that I've had included Jay Rush, independent artist out of Toledo, Ohio, Sue Harper, which actually has broken the record for being a guest most times on my show. He was a Divas Night's guest. Let's see, independent recording artist from Jersey, from Jersey to Time, and many others. Oh, Khalil, can't forget him. If I forgot anybody, charge it to my head, not to my heart. But I'd like to thank you all for supporting me and being guests of mine. You are now getting into the second hour of the celebration on the Miss Computer Lady Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio, /platinum-queens-west. We're doing it on the PQW side. Thank you for tuning in. Just want to remind you and let you know, let me turn this down a little bit, want to remind you and let you know that tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, correspond that with your time zones, Miss Computer Lady will conclude the celebration of bringing the end of Season 4 and then beginning Season 5. It'll be the gospel edition, so for all the gospel music lovers, make sure you spread the word. Tune in 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. It's It's only going to be a half hour show. It might end up being 45 minutes depending on what's going on. But make sure you come by the show and celebrate with me. Let me remind also to everybody, after the conclusion on Sunday, Miss Computer Lady is going to need to take a short break. There might be some shows in which you will hear replays or rebroadcasts of old shows. There are some times in which there's nothing going to be scheduled. Miss Computer Lady has to get a lot done during the break, still in the midst of a lot of things, but keep me in mind, and we all will need to have a safe summer. I need to mention as well, as I mentioned yesterday, some sad news in my family. My niece and nephew, a half-brother, was shot and killed in Texas. We don't know all the details, but from our understanding, the funeral arrangements are going to be, I believe, this coming Thursday. So please keep our families in prayers, and something has got to be done. Too many of our young men are losing their lives, and very unnecessarily so. Young ladies too, I'm not leaving them out. We got to come together. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. Not trying to bring a low point on the celebration. This wasn't expected. So again, keep us in your prayers, and let's keep each other in prayers too. We got to hold each other together, because we are supposed to be about uplifting each other and togetherness. Let me continue on too. For season 5, look for some changes happening for the Miss Computer Lady Show. Yes, there still will be Divas Night. Yes, there still will be Gentlemen's Night. There will be shows continuing on Computer Tips and Tricks. There will be live remotes. So be on the lookout. And season 5 is going to premiere either late August or sometime mid-September. So, just want to let you all know that ahead of time. The replay of the interview I had with Jermaine Mickey, yes, that will be forthcoming. Hopefully I can do it this month. It'll be on the blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady Side. Be on the lookout for that. Finally, just want to let you know, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, YourComputerNeeds.net, the website of Your Computer Needs of Tullio LLC, has a fresh new look and a fresh new feel. Make sure you visit the website at www.YourComputerNeeds.net. Once again, that's www.YourComputerNeeds.net. Now that we have that out of the way, guess what? Miss Computer Lady is about to go in, as they say. How was it when Miss Computer Lady hosted shows at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Well, the parche portion of the Miss Computer Lady Show, and hello, guest 3883, is about to let you know how 9 p.m. was going on.
Favorite child. open. Maybe so that could even be, but I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down, and I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs, show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice, and like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts, and all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always that. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.
Only one I want in my life. Only one I want in my life. Other on the door. Make you wonder what them bucket seats for. shopping position. Got her in the car and she's screaming out the window like,
because it'd be so unorthodox. From the front and the truck and the back and the lock and the side and the Porsche on the drive. I know we could get us a telly, but why not make this an event? But if you're too shy, then I can go get the car with the windows with tint. I'll freak you in the club, VIP or by the bar. Push the and the BER, take a ride up in my car.
Back in the midst of sometimes where you're located, you have
noises you can't necessarily control. But this is live and not memory. I'm going to see if this can be edited. Ooh.
Let's try this again. I told you this was live. Let me make sure I get this call as I migrate from, let's see, the one part to the other part. Let me see who this is. Caller from the 706, you are with Miss Computer Lady. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good. Who is this?
Oh, this is A from Platinum Show.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear from you. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, I got off early, so I just had to call in.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. Thank you. How's everything been going?
Oh, everything going good. I got to recap some stuff. But everything that, you know, everything's going good and everything. I'm kind of interesting. I've seen your season finale, the fourth season.
Right, correct, and sometime in late August or early September, well, mid-September, I'll have the beginning of season 5.
Well, hey, don't forget, at least it's not like a regular Black Radio Show. What's canceled means, Finney Valley means canceled, so.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, it's a joke. Like, on a Black show, is like, the season finale is the series finale. It's a Black joke on shows.
Oh, no. No, it's not being canceled. Like I said, it's just a celebration. I usually do that yearly. And as I had mentioned earlier, after tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern on the Miss Computer Lady side, blogtalkradio.com, I'm going to be taking a break and then returning late August or mid-September.
Okay, well, I have a question right quick. It actually is related to computers and technology.
Oh, okay.
All right, Kate, well, do you think the way how it's, way of society is now going technology since the last 15 has been so kind of amped and so almost like every day, almost every year the news coming out. Do you think it's the way how it's getting now as far as like, okay, as far as like movies and things like that nature, do you think almost now we're big budget movies as far as like not the spread but like the next level of like regular movies? Like, for example, I'm saying black movies, like, let's say, like, Think Like a Man 2 or something like that or anything else. Do you think they're going to go to straight to DVD or just straight to download? Because the way I was getting down for our theaters, a lot of people, you may know more than I do, but as far as now, a lot of people come or just downloading, digital downloading instead of buying DVDs and going to movies and all that. They're more just doing digital downloads. So you think that's going to be the next step as far as in, as far as entertainment, as far as download digital, or just going to stay at this for the next 5 years?
Well, technology, number one, is going to continue advancing. As far as downloading movies, that can be done already. That has been done for like over 10 years or probably over 20 years right now, where that has the availability, you know, for those who are able. I don't know if you ever heard of Napster, but back at the times of Napster, you can download everything from movies to music. And after that situation, a lot of the laws and rules and regulations came out where if you're going to download, you're going to have to pay because it's somebody's hard work and their living, which is understandable. As far as what is happening now, I would say one of the current things happening is many people have found out that different entertainers, different record companies, even as fast as YouTube is, you can now purchase movies from YouTube. Will people, let's say, download movies and onto maybe a black DVD to have for themselves? Yes, they would. By law, if you purchase a DVD, you can, by law, make a backup copy just for yourself. It's the duplication giving it to everybody else that's the problem. Will people still do that? Well, pretty much so, probably, yeah. Have people been caught doing it? Yes, they have. And as far as that is concerned, that's one of the things. Another thing that probably will happen is that, well, as you know, many movie theaters are still trying to survive and have had to go to different lengths to make sure they do survive. They had to incorporate technology or more so into movie theaters to try to keep the interest of the public, because people are still going to rent and get DVDs. You can get them from, you know, machines now or
like
different
Redbox
outlets.
Or like that. Like a Redbox?
Right. Like, yeah, like a Redbox or a Netflix or, you know, something similar to that. And it's going to become more virtual in that I know with computers in some areas of the world, they have what's considered maybe like, I think called like a hands-free computer, or where you can just use your hands and whatever platform is there to do your computing and the like, even to the point where in some countries they've taken on where you can just, through your cellular phone, purchase your groceries and check out by switching your phone over a particular device. So, as I had said before, technology is going to ever change. is going to ever change how things are done. And one of the main reasons why I do a show on computers is to try to let people know and also to give, you know, tips and tricks. And I do own my own business, computer training consulting. So, you know, people, when they want to have my services, they can check the website, which I've announced before, which is www.yourcomputerneeds.net. So I know it's kind of a lengthy answer, but I wanted to break down so it's understood for those who might not have that knowledge of computers. So that's my take as far as that question is concerned.
Because it's interesting because, like, a lot of downloading is done on Android right now. I know they have control of the torrents and things like that. Like, they got better as far as the last few years controlling it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, you never know, so like, in movies, what they're trying to do now is, like, the IMAX and stuff. They're trying to, like, use
right.
the IMAX way, well, okay, well, this is better than a regular, but a lot of people, be honest with you, after a couple
mm-hmm.
weeks whatever passed, they want the regular version. You don't care about the IMAX. They want the regular version. Now with, like, if you buy a DVD the first week, it costs almost $20. That's two tickets right there on the movie. Like, it's almost like, okay, what are they going to do next to kind of counteract? Because a lot of people, like, outside the Marvels, Marvels will make money regardless. Like, the superheroes, like the Man of Steel, they'll make money regardless. But as far as the next level movies, like, underneath, that are kind of a niche audience, it's kind of, like, interesting. Because a lot of people, like, the way it is now with DVDs and downloading, it's almost like it's going to,
mm-hmm.
I may say by 20, it may fade out theaters. Because a lot of people, but now, like, the TV, like, the flat screen, where you could just hook, like, your laptop or anything like that, or just, like,
mm-hmm.
an Xbox or something, you could hook your flash drive up to the PlayStation 3 or something, you just watch it that way. It's almost like
mm-hmm.
now,
right, definitely.
The point is, it's going to lessen, like, theaters, like, okay, what are they going to do next to kind of keep business, or kids could lose a lot of money for people who work there, and ask, like, how going to mind it was, almost like now, where you think, with more downloading, it's good and bad because it's easier to access, but in the bad way, it's bad at first because that's one DVD 20, but everybody just go to some house who just got DVD instead of everyone paying a ticket to kind of support the movie, but that's just my opinion on that.
Okay, and that's understandable. The thing about the movie theaters, and I'll bring this to a conclusion, a lot of times movie theaters and other places similar to movie theaters are going to have to make the necessary changes in order to survive if they want to, because even the cost of going to the movie has increased and a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, purchase or even rent DVDs, use them and just watch it at home. The other thing is that, as I mentioned, you know, YouTube, you can watch, you know, movies now. And sometimes watching or purchasing a movie on YouTube is cheaper than even getting a DVD rental, depending on the movie, depending on when it came out and all that from there. So technology, internet, use of the torrents and all of that, you're going to have to be careful with that because sometimes in the use of the torrents, you think you're downloading a movie, you might be downloading a virus or
mm-hmm.
or a file that contains a virus. So the other thing, and then finally, is this, there are still the laws and everything that have to be abided by when it comes to all of this.
Okay.
Okay. I thank you for calling, though. And don't be a stranger to the show. Now, my link is blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Have a good evening and enjoy your holidays, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
You too.
You're very welcome. That was quite interesting, and hey, that's what the show is about. We're going to get into something special, and I will be right back.
David Bold's Management and Booking Agency, in association with PayUp Management, Mickey Benson.
We specialize in providing the best in celebrity bookings for your concerts, club openings, festivals, weddings, walkthroughs, special appearances, and other special events.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
Celebrities from genres including pop, rock, techno, country, alternative, and adult contemporary.
For more information, call 909-653-2614, or you can email us at mrdavidbowles@gmail.com or thebestishere1@gmail.com.
David Bowles Management and Booking Agency.
All right, going to have to make a quick adjustment, but still continuing on with the celebration. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-884-8239. For the special show, the special number is 347-884-8239. Now, before you have heard that I do Divas Night, and just in case you don't know, for the past 4 years, I've been doing something called Gentleman's Night. Before you make conclusions on what it is, let me break it down for you. Gentleman's Night is when the ladies grace the stage and serenade the men. Past Gentleman's Night's guests have included Chelly Kay, who you've heard earlier, Red Shades, who you also have heard earlier, Nikki Dix Johnson, the president and CEO of AHVI, which is a nurses training school in Indianapolis, Indiana. Lee Wisgan, independent recording artist from the Toledo, Ohio area, and a good number of others during the past 4 years. So I'd like to thank them all for that. And I'd like to dedicate this side of the show. The other side was dedicated to the lady, to the fellow divas. Thank you, thank you. And this side, kind of a little abbreviated, but we're going to see what we can do. It's for the gentlemen. And since Ronan stopped by, this one is especially dedicated to him. And see, Ronan can let everybody else know that, see, y'all should have stopped by Miss Computer's 80 celebration. Y'all could have had a dedication, especially for y'all. One time I did a gentleman's night and dedicated totally to Next to the Last Don, another fellow BTR host. So this is why you need to stop by the show. Let's recollect on how some of the music was during the past 4 years.
Thing. It's a soulful thing, baby.
out late last night. We did those things that lovers do. Ooh, yeah. But I had a request. Just one request, baby. Yes, I do. Hey, yeah. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have a little bit more? Can I have some more of you, yeah? And if you meet my request, you make my day, you make me sing, you make me say, baby, 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 hey, yeah. I say, la, 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 la. Hey, baby. Ooh, oh, my, 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 my. La 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 la. Ooh, 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 baby. Now I'm sitting here at work, baby. Daydream, yeah, yeah. Me and you, yeah. Hey, oh my. I can't seem to get off my mind. What we did late last night. And this morning, too. Ooh, ooh, baby. But I just have one more request. Just one more request. One more request. Yes, I do. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Can we get a book early, head on home, so I can have a little bit more, have a little more of you. And if you meet my request, you make my day, you make me sing, make me say, baby, baby, baby. Yeah. I say, la, 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 la. I say, la, 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 la. La 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 la.
You.
quick question to ask you. In case there is someone who has been out of the loop as far as computers and they need a retraining, what would you suggest?
I would strongly suggest that they make a commitment, not tomorrow, not the next day, but to now, to get retrained. Because I made a commitment this year that I was going to sit down and actually learn how to use my Microsoft Office suites. Mm-hmm. For years, I've been just able to manipulate the emails, do a few little things in Microsoft Word and just say, okay, but I realized everything has changed so much and become so integrated that I needed to step up my game and I mm-hmm. needed to take the time and invest in my future.
Do you feel that the training from Your Computer Needs of Tulio LLC helped you out?
Oh, most definitely. I'm so happy that I had an opportunity to meet you and to be able to get, this private training, because I see so much has changed since, my introduction to Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that I'm, recognizing that I needed to be refreshed in it and not just let it go, because by next 2 years, it's going to be completely different again.
Yes,
and
yes.
I really feel for the people that are not taking the time to learn how to really thoroughly use their program.
Okay,
so it's a great experience. Thank you for coming.
Get your opportunity for online and on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net. You can also call 419-304-4564.
Going to have to bring night two or day two, depending on your time zone, to a conclusion. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show on the PQW side, WMCL. Hope the gentlemen enjoyed their dedication, especially Ronan. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. You all take care. See you all tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Correspond that with your time zones. blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Decided to end this with something mellow and smooth for the night, for the day, for the afternoon. Fellow Divas Night's guest, or Divas Day guest, I should say, his name is Lowry. And this was my first spoken word artist who I had the chance to interview. This song is called Poetic Love. Love you all. Take care. See you tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Now, also, you all, don't forget to tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with the other time zones for my partner in crime, Platinum Queens West. That's tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, and also 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care, and again, love you. Bye-bye.
Words beautiful enough to describe you. You are everything I dreamed of times two. I don't want to bore you with a bunch of adjectives and metaphors, but from the sentiment of my heart and mind, the words I must explore. The love I have for you stretches beyond infinite ways. Every moment spent with you is cherished these are golden days. If I could pick one word to describe you, remarkable, maybe another intangible. All I know is that what we have is pure natural, beyond spiritual. You are my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my whole universe. For you, I find myself thanking the heavens above, and I say this out of poetic love. Melody that keeps me calm in spite of my fears. You are my raft that leads me to shore when my rivers run deep. At night, you are my full moon that watches over my sleep. You are my morning sun that awakens me. You are my gentle breeze that soothes my soul with ease. Emotionally, spiritually, naturally, fearlessly, I fall so deep in the feelings I express to you poetically. You and I and you, me bless you, you bless me, are combined in a oneness of we exclusively. Love, 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 all out of poetic love.
Poetic love,
poetic love.
God is my witness, I promise to stand by your side beyond forever through the greatest length. I'll be your shield to protect you and your rock to uphold your strength. I will be every and anything to you, baby, anything you need, and it's dedicated to you, all out of
poetic love. Than anything I've ever known.